The drilling's not intense this time.
Shut up. There's two people sleeping here in this house.
That's a pansy drumming right there.
Paul, you are not allowed to call anybody a pansy. I just listened to you sing a stupid fucking song.
It's by Ruth B. Ruth B is amazing.
Who's Ruth? Like, okay, Peter Ginsburg?
Okay, so she literally wrote a song, but she couldn't, I guess, know how to record herself on YouTube. So she did literally a five second vine of her singing this song, and people were like, we want to hear more. So someone helped her develop this.
Oh, so that's a cover? Because you said she did a 5 second version of that song, so it's a cover? Is it a cover or an original?
Well, basically, she just follows the whole Peter Pan.
But is it an original song about Peter Pan that she wrote?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, and welcome to Nuns in the Nursery.
Episode 2. Season 1.
Season's taking forever. It's like a British show. 3 episodes where it takes another 2 years to make another season. Sherlock's coming out.
Oh, another one's coming
out? Another season's going to be made.
It's been over a year.
Yeah. It's been almost...
This is Nuns in the Nursery. Sometimes we're just talking. Sometimes we're watching Netflix shows. And today we're going to watch a... like an hour long Netflix thing. We haven't picked one yet because
PlayStation's literally taking forever to load.
Yeah, the PlayStation thing's updating the Netflix app, so you know, bitches be bitches. But
how do you know it's a female?
What?
What if PlayStation's a male?
Assholes be assholes.
Well, okay, first of all, you only see, look at the slit on that thing. I don't see any cock sticking out, and you have to shove it up with urethra.
What if that's lips, though? Everyone has a slit in their lip.
What? Are you, saying that's its mouth?
That's like a tongue twister for people with lisps.
I actually always see those things as
But you're shoving... I guess you could shove it up. No, yeah, never mind.
But I always, seen those things as, vaginas. Because, have you guys ever seen Videodrome?
So, vaginas get little discs inserted in them, huh?
No. If you ever seen Videodrome, right, it's, crazy, and, a VHS player turns into, this weird techno-organic, badge for this guy to fuck. It's done by, what's his name? The guy who did The Fly, and, on Extends.
I can't help you with this one.
Oh, God. It'll come to me, but from Rick and Morty, how everybody turned into weird...
Cronenberg?
Cronenberg, thank you. That's the only reason you know who Cronenberg is, because of that stupid joke. But yeah, David Cronenberg, he made those movies. Those are sick. Oh, PlayStation. It's rebooted. How you do? But anyways, speaking about Netflix, I'm 10 minutes away from finishing all of, Jessica Jones. You guys watch that?
I don't like it.
You didn't like Jessica Jones?
I don't.
Did you like Daredevil?
I saw the first 10 minutes, and then Paul told me he didn't like it, so I just stopped watching.
Okay.
You're listening to Paul Collins. You're listening to Paul Collins, the guy that hates almost everything.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm Carlos.
I'm Paul.
I'm Jesus.
And this must have been very confusing for you.
If you never watch the show, we're just 3 friends that have known each other for several years.
And we decided this is officially the longest intro.
Start talking our shit on recording.
And we gotta learn how to not talk over each other. Is that ever a problem when you're editing that? Us talking over each other?
Only if there's an annoying sound while 3 of us are talking at the same time.
Like your dogs.
But I'm a fan of overlapping voices, because it's Always in Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, we're on episode 2. Let's not compare ourselves to the great Sunny. Back to Jessica Jones. I call bullshit. I actually prefer Jessica Jones over Daredevil. Daredevil, cool-ass action scenes, a superior superhero. But in Jessica Jones 1, the characters are better. 2, the dialogue does not make me want to rip my eyes off and play ping pong against the wall. Daredevil is so bad. So bad at, just writing, how friends talk to each other. They're like, oh my god. They're dealing with literal life and death. People are being murdered around them. But yet the way they talk is
Granted, I don't really care for Daredevil either. I just prefer it over Jessica Jones.
Oh, what's your What's your favorite Superman show?
I don't
show?
Like these new, like, there's Agent Carter now, and oh, Agents Marvels, and all these other shows. I just don't like them.
I don't like Agent Carter. I haven't even watched it. I tried watching, like, the first 30 minutes. I watched the first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I thought it was bullshit. It sucked. I hate Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's because, though, I remember the commercials were, like, all gearing up. Like, there's this black guy who was, like, punching the ground, and, like, it created, like, an energy wave, and, like, he seemed to have, like, super strength. And my first thought was, like, oh, that guy's going to be Power Man. They're going to use Power Man, a.k.a. Luke Cage, the guy they have in Jessica Jones. This is going to be cool. Right? But it was a total cop-out. It was the, like...
Isn't that the name of the dude from Mortal Kombat?
No, that's Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
That's Isn't Johnny that the Cage. Name of the El Paso DJ?
No, you're thinking Nicolas Cage.
What? Isn't that the actor?
No, I think you're thinking of Johnny Cage. I wish there was more Cage things. But
there is an El Paso DJ, though, on, like, Power 102 that always advertises, and it's like, Johnny Cage.
Well, I bet that's why he chose the name.
Because yeah, and he must not be too successful, because I never
heard of it. Never heard of it. And Ashley listens to Power 102, like, too much. Like, I know it too intimately.
By the way, Carlos has been dating the same girl for...
3 years.
I like 104.3 better.
Huh?
I like 104.3 better. They got the 5 o'clock bambucha.
I hate both of those channels. And I hate especially the bambucha thing. Because one, I didn't know about it. And two, the fact that you told me has infected my brain with this stupidity.
I like 95.5 just because they're pretty funny with some of the jokes.
Yeah, but like, the Rock there is just so like early 2000s-y that I hate it. That's why I'm a big oldies guy, 92.3. Sometimes 93.1. I like that Kiss FM. And then there was this cool Wattis channel, 105.1. But now it's not playing classic rock anymore. Now it's playing, like, cumbias or whatever.
I need your name.
Radio stations pandering to their audience.
Yeah, goddamn Mexicans. I'm allowed to say that I am very Mexican.
Why can't just their radio stay on their side of the border? Their radio's migrating to this side.
they're having anchor radio babies on our side of this.
We need to build FM walls.
Just like a sound wall.
We'll just soundproof all our walls so we don't have to listen to that shit.
Who would build this sound wall? Pink Floyd. That's the wall reference. Okay.
We'll get the Chinese.
Okay.
Why the Chinese?
The Great Wall of China.
I thought you were just being racist, but it turns out you're just being even more racist than that. I thought you went illogical racist, which is hilarious, to, oh wait, now it's logical and also still fucking racist.
It's not. We need to keep out the Mongolians.
Or if Donald Trump has his way, Mexico's gonna build the radio wall.
Can I not hear about Donald Trump? Just for one day, one whole day, not hear about that wig-wearing motherfucker.
I mean, it's your fault for being in a political radio news station every day.
It's not a news station, first off. It's a local TV channel, cable access show. And second, yeah, it is my fault. Like, it sucks. It doesn't suck dick, but it sucks dick to, like, just think about Donald Trump.
Have you heard him when they asked him, how is Mexico going to pay for a wall? He's like, we're going to make him pay. He doesn't even answer the question.
No, I thought he says we'll get El Chapo's money and build it.
He said something about El Chapo. He also said something about his, like, I think he said in an interview, he's like, what do you think of Vladimir Putin? And he's like, guy's a wussy. The Americans are better. We'll take him down. And you would think, oh, that pissed off Putin, and then it shows an interview with Putin. We find Donald Trump the superior kind of dude.
You know what makes me laugh? Is that Sarah Palin endorsed him.
Oh, I didn't hear anything with Sarah. I knew she did something today, and I do.
She endorsed Donald Trump saying he's going to get America back to where it was again.
That's not happening.
Make America Great Again is the tag.
Yeah, I know. Okay, guys, Netflix just came in. What our show, like, is this like a procedural? Is this like a Ray Ackerman show?
No, I think it's a...
It's a detective show.
Oh, okay, yeah. The show we're going to probably watch with one is the New Detectives Case Studies in... ..
Can we just watch Family Plots? Because plot sounds funny.
Okay, yeah. We're going to watch the New Detectives Case Studies in...
My guess is they found some dead bodies in plots that should...
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure this is like Forensic Files. Yeah, we just started it.
Okay.
About to start it. It's Season 1, Episode 5, Family Plots. There's a fat guy with a sheriff's badge behind him. We just started now.
Oh, you know what's sad?
Including the itch. Lower it down.
You know what's really depressing that I heard about?
What?
Was this fire department chief, I guess. He was, he heard that his daughter got in an accident, so he went to the scene. And he found out his daughter was okay. She was taken to the hospital. While he was driving to the hospital, apparently, he had a massive coronary heart attack. And he died.
Oh, shit.
And isn't that depressing?
Not really. I mean... It's
pretty sad.
I mean...
Because the daughter woke up and was like, where's dad? And he's like, oh, he died on the way to come see.
I mean, okay, like, it would be sadder that, like, on his way, he got hit by a car. And thus, because he was speeding, goes through that. Like, to me, that's like ultimately, but still depressing. Like, you don't like waking up from like a miniature coma. And it's like, oh, daddy's dead. Yeah.
I just think that's
It's sad. It's sad. But I wouldn't put it depressing. That is just on another.
It's depressing for that family, I'm sure.
Am I being mean? No, I feel like we should draw a line at the extremisms of our words.
Oh, so today we had to introduce ourselves in class. And yeah. They're like, so why do you want to be a nurse, Paul? And I'm like, I've been in LVM for 3 years. I went through this horrible experience of all these brain surgeries. And literally at the end of it, I found out, or I was literally full of shit because my appendix exploded. That's how I finished. I was literally full of shit.
That did not answer the question.
Because if you don't know, your appendix is part of your large intestine system. So, and when it ruptured, shit was all in me. So, I'm literally full of shit.
I feel like everyone should have gotten that joke.
No, that needed to be explained.
But everyone laughed. They were on the floor. Because of how you said it.
Well, I'm laughing because of the way you said it. You remember that talk? Like, we all went to a high school where, to the audience, to the three people probably listening, we all went to a medical high school, so we all thought we were going to be, like, doctors or nurses or whatnot. Paul is probably the only one who's going to, like, chase that, but you, me and Jesus, like, do you remember being asked that question in high school and, like, not having a really good answer for it?
Why you want to enter into the medical field?
Yeah.
I just went with my mom's a nurse, basically.
That's such a cop-out one.
Oh, and then that girl Marielle?
Yeah, what
she was. She's in my class, right? And then the teacher, my OB teacher's like, so, you went to Silva. Were you in the LVM program? She's like, no. She's like, well, what the hell were you doing there? So apparently this instructor believes that
Silva
all they do there is make LVNs out of you.
And that's why I don't like.
So when I stood up, I was like, yeah, I was in the LVN program. By the way, they only accepted 15. She thought I was a total douche. But I explained myself to her afterwards. She's like, yeah, it's all right. But yeah.
That's a weird thing about El Paso, that even some of our smartest people are still pretty fucking dumb. Like, that lady, I would assume, is like, oh, smart enough to know that an entire high school cannot be just producing LVNs. But apparently not.
Oh. I have no idea what's
going on. Oh, yeah, there's a movie going on.
Yeah. No, it's like a Forensic Files thing. Like, some bitch is dead, and now there's a... This old bloodhound-looking motherfucker is...
It looked like a maid.
What if this is just an intense maid service show? It's like, this place is a mess. Blood everywhere. Let's start clean.
Well, I prefer to watch...
Hoarders.
Oh,
you know what? Yeah, maybe the next time we should watch Hoarders, because Hoarders, I think I watched, like...
I can make fun of them a lot more.
Yeah, we...
Because this is too serious, I think.
I mean, I don't know. Like, let's give it a shot. Like, look at this guy. What a fucking nerd.
He's probably retired already. This show is pretty old.
It does look a little old, doesn't it? It's a little dated.
He's probably been retired since your dad's been retired.
Well, my dad's only been retired about 6 years, seven. Is it? No, yeah. Yeah, about seven. All he's been talking about is how the Pope is gonna, like, just, fuck up the whole border stuff.
All they did was, they gave us the day off. I'm so glad, because I didn't want to go downtown and deal with this. Because they're gonna let them watch him in the Sun Bowl. By the way, they're charging them $10 just to sit in the Sun Bowl and see the Pope.
It's worse. $10 if you're a parishioner. $15 if you're just a normal fucking person.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Here's this. Alright, they did a news piece here. It's like, this, like, Jabba the Hutt Biddy shoved into, like, a wheelchair. And she's like, how are they supposed to expect us to pay $15? I wanted to see the Pope on a big screen, and now I can't because I don't have $15. I am disabled and elderly. How am I expected to have $15? First of all, everybody had $15. Don't you be lying. You know, we know you have $15 because those Big Macs didn't buy themselves.
That's terrible.
I don't feel bad. No one
You're
is
awful.
No one is accidentally fat, right? No one was walking down the street and got hit by a large truck.
But Carlos is
fucking just contracting you know fat AIDS.
You know what's stupid? Our bishop's like, do not buy any tickets from anybody selling you the show.
Dude, I literally did, we did that on the show. He brought it up. The diocese brought up 3 weeks ago, don't buy any fake tickets. Because there's no tickets available in Juarez to go see the Pope. Right? But then 3 weeks later, we're going like, buy tickets at the Sun Bowl! Watch it! By the way,
where did you hear that? Who was selling the tickets?
UTEP! UTEP! Like, they're actually now selling tickets. But the diocese warned people that people will be selling fake tickets. Mm-hmm. So people are like, should we trust it? But if you think about it, it is legit, but they shouldn't trust it at all. Because, the Pope's coming here, right? He's going to Juarez. We live in El Paso, which is the city right next to, on the American side, right? Pope ain't coming onto El Paso. But, people are going to our stadium, the Sun Bowl, right? Our college stadium, to watch it on the fucking jumbo screen. And, like, just on a mass of, like, random
Which isn't
people.
That jumbo.
It's not big at all.
Consider, like, other people's.
Unless they're rolling out like a big ass projector. I don't think not everybody's gonna be able to see. And you have to pay $15. $15 to be there with other strangers watching the Pope.
There's high school stadiums with bigger screens than that.
And that's the thing. They are shown on TV. There's gonna be a live broadcast on NBC. So you either can A, go to Juarez and huddle in the masses. B, go to the Sun Bowl for $15. And huddle in the masses.
And see it on a smaller screen than you would at home.
Or, see, yeah. Go, stay home. Don't talk to anybody. Watch it. Be happy. Jerk off to the Pope. Whatever you like doing to the Pope. And that's what I was thinking.
That's crazy. I thought he was coming over and that's why there was going to be so much
traffic.
No.
Nope.
No.
All the traffic in downtown is going to be attributed to people trying to go over the border to go.
He only went to Philly. In New York City.
Yeah.
That's the only places he stepped foot in
America soil.
America soil.
All right, so I don't feel bad for this fat, wheelchair-bound Biddy. Because, one, she's pretending she's poorer than she is. Because she was at some, like, old folks home that looks like it cost some money. All right? So, one.
But Medicare is paying for that shit, I'm sure.
Yeah, so that means, you know, Social Security, I'm pretty sure.
We're definitely not even watching this freaking
movie. Oh, yeah. We're not watching the show. No, but back to this fan
base. Who's turning off?
No.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of, like, something in the background while we talk.
I kind of like it. I always need it. We'll comment.
Unless it's
in
like
a
fire log.
All right, so this
is our fire log.
Okay, the fat bit. Fat Biddy. All
right, one, Fat Biddy. She had $15. Stop pretending. Two, you're fat. I don't fucking like you. Stop acting like this is such a great, like, travesty. And three, sit in the chair. This chair you've been sitting in for probably the last 15 years, you fat fuck. and watch the fucking NBC show.
NBC? Why NBC?
I think it's NBC. I heard it was Channel 9 with the live streaming.
NBC is the big corporation that you just need to say Channel 9.
Shut up. I hate you. Like, why don't I have to say Channel 9? Oh, you don't want to be bleeped. I don't think NBC's bleeping it. Okay, back to the show. I like these reenactments they do on this show when they use, like, the real people because they do it so poorly that, you know, they don't feel natural.
I mean, this reenactment's awful right now.
Okay, no, this is an interview. But that mustache, that's
fucking like on point. He just found a caterpillar and glued it to his face.
Also, I don't think that suits are flattering for anybody. Like, they're rarely flattering for the people who wear it. Those people, like...
It is if you have a blazer on top.
Yeah, blazer, because that it hides the love handles. You know, them love handles filled with hate. More like hate handles. I try out things. They don't always work. Oh shit, what is that? That guy looks like he's sniffing something you don't like. Did you see that?
So it's obviously something genetic, but it looks like grass.
No, it's not genetic. Look, it's like fibers. Been used to modify the weapon. What? What is this? Oh, it's the graving inside of a silencer? The grooves? Like... What did that box mean? It's like, okay, this is the church. This is the staple, and when you open it, these are the people. Hey, look, I wave my hand. These are how you do things. Oh, yes, we're intently listening. Oh, listen.
That's such a listen face.
I know. When someone in class told you, like, pretend you're listening, you put your hand to your chin and you just go, yes, yes, yes. She nodded. That guy is balding out on the front. Like, actually really distracting. You know how, like, sometimes when you're balding from the front, your hair starts to look like a little hat?
like a yarmulke?
Yeah. I was thinking more like what you put on monkeys. The little, like,
Fez.
Yeah, a little fez. But yarmulke, yeah, that works, dude. Sometimes it happens that way. Dude, what do they call those? I think they call those, like, the inverted bald spot. Where you got only hair right there, but you're bald everywhere else. Has a zebra painting.
Looks abstract.
You ever look at like other people's houses and their paintings and like what they hang up on the walls and how fucking inane it is? Like, on your wall right here, this is a basket of flowers. Why?
It's been there always.
Exactly! There's no reason other than, oh, I woke up one day, like I was born. I lived like 5 or 6 years of my life. I got turned on Matrix style. I was like, I'm on. Bing, bing, bing. And you finally perceive in reality. And it was there in the couch. And then you just sat on the couch for another 15, 20 years. And then that's when it hits you. It's like, oh, wait, why the fuck is that picture there?
It's, I mean, awesome. If you take it off, you're just going to see a nail in the wall. And do you want a nail in the wall?
No, but put up something of like meaning, like pictures of family. Friends, maybe of some art that you actually think is pretty fucking cool, but other than that, that's just a basket of flowers. Well,
then you'll never get a break from family. Need that break. Cut the cord.
So this picture is a symbolic like vacation from your family. So like if your parents are ever yelling, you're just like, oh, I can't take it. You walk on downstairs, you sit on the couch, you just stare at this basket of flowers.
I like how that portrait has a window out on it. That way you can look out the window.
You look into the portrait to look out the window instead of the portrait. Even though, like, literally across the room you have a window that you can perceive actual reality.
Well, to be fair, like, the neighbors across the street built a giant wall. So.
Yeah, because they were tired of you looking out their window.
And so the only place that we could have seen over is on the porch upstairs. Yeah. But then afterwards, they built a huge shed with sun...
Solar panels.
Solar panels. And it blocks the entire view, and my dad's so pissed off at that.
Isn't this the, like, the neighborhood girl who came over with the cookies?
Yeah.
That's the same family?
Yeah, she accepted my Facebook request.
Oh, yay! How long did that take?
Felt like a week.
That's someone who doesn't check their Facebook, actually, I think, a lot. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. Well, but I'm kind of not interested in her because I think about whenever I see her, I think of because I've lived here like nearly all my life, so I picture her as like a little girl, and it's kind of weird.
Whoa!
Because you, as kids growing up, you know, yeah.
The thing is,
like, and it's not like we even like talk that much. There was probably two parties ever in the entire existence where I saw them.
Like, the thing is, like, if, let's say the worst comes, like, me and Ashley break up, or she gets in a violent car accident, something terrible, and I have to go back into the dating world, and I met someone from, like, elementary school, and they're bomb-ass hot, I wouldn't be like, oh, I can't go out with them because all I can picture is second grade. Like, no! I can blot out that shit.
Huh. Carlos dating advice.
It isn't good. Like, don't trust what I say. I literally did nothing to get into the stance I am right now.
The people with hardly any relationship experience have the best relationship advice.
I don't know who said that bullshit. you would literally never say that to it. Like a dentist who's only went to school like a day. And you're like, oh, that's the best dentist. Like, no, go with a dentist who did this shit for 2 years. Who tried medical school, failed out because he fucking sucks, but for some reason rules at dentistry.
I went to the dentist this week.
Oh, did you go to the one in Juarez?
Yeah. And he fixed my molars.
Whoa, those are some sick glasses. Some Cyclops glasses right there.
Oh, I had the weirdest dream last night where I was taking a test and one of the test questions was draw goggles. It was draw goggles. And so the dream goes on and I was drawing these goggles and they looked so badass. Like I was mastering the shading. I drew all the curves right. Yeah. And then my mind goes blank and then something happens, but my hand's still moving. And then I look back at the page, and I drew some snorkels.
What? Why? I want you to go to a psychiatrist. Like, hey, doc, I got, like, a really big issue. He's like, what is it? It's with the dreams I've been having. Well, there's a lot of, like, theories and suggestions as to, like, how to dissect dream theory. Please tell me. I bet it's very interesting. Doc, you don't understand. It's really fucking weird. Please, I've heard it all. I was drawing goggles. I was drawing it really well. I looked away for a second, and I came back, and now there was snorkels. And then she'll turn to you, like, y'all fucking sociopath. Get out of my office. I recommend clinical assassination. You must go to the doctor, turn your back, and get stabbed like 57 times a la Caesar.
There's much weirder dreams than that, Carlos. It wasn't even violent.
I know. But I just love this idea that it's so benign. That's probably the most benign dream I've ever heard.
No, dude, I'm telling you. Have you ever had a dream that was so realistic because it was boring? Like, one time, yes. I had a dream where I woke up, I went to my underwear drawer, and there was one pair of tidy whities. I woke up, and I was like, wait, I don't own tidy whities. And I had to go to the drawer just to make sure, just to reassure myself.
So when you woke up, you were like, huh. You ever had those dreams where you're like, oh, this is definitely my room, this is definitely, and then you realize, this isn't my room. The layout's all weird. Also, I don't have carpeted floors. And what's that on the ceiling? And then that's when you wake up and you're like, oh, wait, my room is way less cool than the dream room I had. I had this cool dream room where it was, like, in, like hidden doors that interlocked and, like, were, like, Rubik's Cube-esque. You know, it was, like, bits are sagging down. And
like the movie The Cube?
Yeah, kind of like The Cube. And it was just, like, a maze of a house. And, I, like, first I was like, oh, this is fucking cool. But when you think about it, that's actually terrifying. To live in a maze house? That's definitely haunted. Isn't there a real life house like
that? I've always wanted to be in a house like that. And also with stairs that lead to nowhere.
That's, you know what house that is though, that has that? It's the Winchester Manor. Like, the guy who invented the Winchester, right? Which one? Dies, right? And his wife decides to is building this house where she can go. But she starts going crazy because she thinks the house is haunted. And she can hear, like, the ghosts that were murdered by the Winchester rifles. And they're there to reap revenge on her. And the only way to keep the ghosts at bay was to get them lost in the house. So, and they said, I think there was a saying that goes like, as long as their hammer's falling down on Winchester rifles, there should be a hammer hammering in a nail on Winchester Manor. So she would just have these full-time construction workers just making trick rooms and false doors that lead out to nowhere or lead outside, like, but three stories up, stairs to nowhere, closets that are bigger than the rooms that they were attributed to, right? And she would just build additions out, so it was like a maze house. And she's all the while, this is just to, like, appease the ghost slash, like, make sure they can't find her in the house. And then she dies. Then construction ends, but they still say that that manor is, like, haunted. And that's what the book by Stephen King, Rose Red, is based off of.
I read a book today. It was by Gillian Flynn. It was called The Grown Up.
Was this like a 4-page book?
It was 63 pages.
63 pages? That's actually still really small.
Yeah,
you can. Beefy bits.
You can knock it out in an hour.
What was it? Like one of those like 4th grade, 5th grade kind of books?
No, it was adult. It mentions like bitch at one point, I'm pretty sure.
How's that only 63 pages?
And there's like a plot of murder. And then it's about this woman that gives out hand jobs. the book starts off where it's like, I don't give hand jobs out anymore. Because I gave out 237,000 of them. And don't think it was because I wasn't good at it. I was good. That's why I gave it up. That's the start of the book.
Oh my god. Walt Whitman-esque. Shades of Emily Dickinson.
And so she scams people by being this pretend psychic.
Oh, by the way, Paul's back, everyone.
Hello.
And one day this lady comes in and says, my house is haunted. Come over, and she has to investigate it. You want me to tell you the whole book?
Or
you
yeah, it's 63 pages. That's too much for me to read.
Alright, so, spoiler alert for the next minute. Okay, so, the mom thinks the house is haunted. She says the walls are bleeding. She goes to check. There's no walls bleeding or anything, but she's like, I'm going to scam you out of this money, and I'm going to do it over the course of a year. And then this little kid starts doing these weird things, like hanging dolls on the ceiling with like little faces, and cutting off cats' tails. And so that's like, and the kid tells her, if you come back to this house, you will die. And so she comes back to the house, and that's when she sees like the cat's tail chopped off. And so the kid tells her, you shouldn't have come back, because now you're going to die. And so the person giving out hand jobs is like, I don't do that anymore. it's all like, I don't believe you, little kid. And then the kid says, oh, I'm not the one that's killing you. It's going to be my mom. She set up this whole thing here to lure you here, because she found out that you were giving out hand jobs to her husband.
Mystery solved.
And so the kid wants to go to this sci-fi convention.
Okay, this is what he's telling me. Okay, I'm back in the house. You're gonna die. Why? Not because my mom's gonna kill you for jerking off my dad. Whoa. By the way, I want to go to this sci-fi convention.
Yeah, so he's like... he's like, we need to get out of here or she's going to kill both of us. So I've already set up a fire ladder outside my room so we can get out of this house.
And we're going to a sci-fi convention.
Yeah.
Not to the cops. Not to, like, authorities.
No.
To a Trekkie
convention. It turns out that this kid... set up his mom also. So his mom wasn't the evil one. The kid was the evil one. And the reason that he forced that woman and did this whole elaborate plan, he even made a fake website that did all these hauntings of the house previously, and he put a photo that looked like himself way back in the 1900s. Yeah, like, this murder house. And then it shows the family that was murdered, and then there's a little kid that looks just like him. And he's like, you can find those in a rummage sale, or whatever. And so he set up a website, and this kid's like 15 years old, and he already knows how to do all this
okay,
stuff.
Okay, first of all, kid, I thought you were talking about like a six-year-old this entire time. 15, that's a game changer.
Yeah, and so he did this because he can't drive yet. He doesn't have the license to drive. So he needed to set up that elaborate plan to get someone to drive him to this sci-fi convention. And then it ends with her and the kid like halfway between them and this convention they need to go to. And she's like, I'm finally free now, although it's kind of ambiguous with this kid here, if he's the evil one or not, or if the mom's the evil one, but I'm pretty sure it's the kid. So I'm just going to put this chest, or a place where you put makeup on, a wardrobe, and move it to cover the door. And that's how the book ends.
You sure that like the next like 60 pages weren't just ripped out of your book?
No, that's the end.
Also, I'm pretty sure, I was almost positive this book was going to end with her giving a handy to this, like, 15-year-old. Is like, nah, let's not do this. Handy's like, oh, no, my crazy's out of my dead. Oh, no. It was just sexual angst.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
And so she wrote the book for George R. R. Martin. Because George R. R. Martin was like, write me a story. And then she wrote George R. R. Martin a story. Right?
Yeah, the guy who wrote that thing,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that thing. Okay. Well, what you missed is that he read a book today, an entire book. It was 63 pages.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be like 600 pages.
But Paul, picture a book that's 63 pages. That book doesn't fucking exist. Like it's tiny. That's a pamphlet. You read a pamphlet today.
No, it's called The Grown Up by Gillian Flynn, the same person who wrote Gone Girl.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes, that was her big follow-up to Gone Girl.
No, that's the true twist ending to this. There's like four twist endings. this person wrote Gone Girl, which turned into a badass movie. One of the better ones of like what was 2 years ago. Also wrote this piece of shit. In response to George R.R. Martin, is like, "Hey, yo, bitch!
Hey, yo, bitch! How about you write me a story about penises and flaccid penises and penises flying around?" Here's the three subjects.
Throw in some incest.
Three subjects.
Incest.
One, leaning walls. Two, sci-fi convention. And three, hand jobs. Oh, I'm Giorgio Alba.
One thing I didn't tell you about the cat without a tail, he kind of explains that because she has like, "Wait a minute, there was a cat that got his tail chopped off. You're definitely crazy." And then he's like, "No, no, no, that's a breed of cat that doesn't have tails." Dude, no shit, I googled it. It's a thing. They're called Manx cats.
No, see, the thing is, I'm not laughing because there's a such thing as a cat with no tail, but that song was just so stupid. Just like, "But there's no tail on this." Like, duh, yeah, that's the type of cat that doesn't have any tails. Oh, yeah, we're watching a show. That's a useless ruler.
All right, well, we were talking, you were totally paying attention to the show, right, Paul?
Hell no. This show's too boring. People aren't getting murdered fast enough.
They died in the first second of the show, Paul.
Yeah, like, that should, if that wasn't gripping enough, there's really no hope. I'm angry. I'm leaving this hot tub.
It's because he's balding.
Yeah, that's why he's having romantic problems. Oh, me and my sister were watching Family Feud. One of the questions, like, it was the speed round at the end. And the last question was, men wish they had, what women wish their men had more of. Right? And, the first girl, I'm thinking, like, you know, more inches on their dick. And, I don't know, like, more sensitivity or something like that. But then the guy comes up, bald-ass motherfucker, and without even thinking, he's like, "Hair!" He said it so, like, big-dicked, just so filled with, like, vitriol. "Hair!"
Well, I thought you said in vitro.
No, he not with said in vitro. I said vitriol, not in vitro.
Plant a fetus in that.
I want to do a commercial.
Yes, women want more fetuses in their husbands.
Well, that octuplet mother did. She wanted 8 of them in her.
Oh, whoa. In this show, this guy finds it. "Yo, bro, are you alright?"
Hey, did you hear that story about that yeah. Army... the army medic that chopped off some guy's leg to save it in World War II, and he literally returned it to him, from a Japanese soldier, I think, and he returned it to him today, or yesterday, his leg.
The leg?
He kept the leg, apparently.
Like, mummified? Or
no,
like
it was the bone. It was bone, yeah.
Alright, first of all, how do you keep a leg? Like, I feel like that's something that stinks pretty quickly. Like almost instantly. Oh, man. This life's not easy for that guy. Okay, you missed some dude finding a dead guy in a what I think is a sleeping bag on the side of the road. And it had a guy who came over, and he just like, "Hey, yo, you cool, man? Are you okay?" And you're just thinking, obviously not. That's a bloody sleeping bag.
Isn't that just the body bag?
It was the sleeping bag with him in it. I guess any dead person in a bag, the bag becomes a body bag. Sure.
Unless it's from Walmart.
Why?
That's just a shopping bag.
I thought you were talking about a sleeping bag from Walmart. But I don't know what fucking Walmart bag you think a human being can fit into.
You worked at Walmart for a while. They don't have those?
Human-sized body bags? No!
What if they want to buy in bulk, Carlos?
You just give them a shit ton of bags. They can weave them together. We give them a sewing kit. They can do it themselves. Also, that's what Sam's Club is invented for. Go buy bulk there. They know what to do with it. Walmart will give you, like, they would give you, you know, an Arizona can and then beat it! Get out of here. And don't remind me of my work history ever again. Look, this is just a picture of Martin Luther King. Hey, how do we make sure that this is a black person's house? I know. Martin Luther King picture. Above the microwave.
That face he has makes it look like he's about to point at you like that.
Oh, with double pistol fingers?
Yeah.
I knew a guy who would do that, and immediately after he did that, oh man, I did that. Oh, I just like got really sad. It's like, I can't believe I did that, like, without thinking. I'm that type of person.
I'm becoming what I hate.
I'm my father.
My father was two pistols.
Two Pistol Pete. Did it suddenly become another show? Did we miss it, like, going to, like, the second hour? No. Oh, 13 more minutes. Wow, it's only been 36 minutes. It's felt like years.
I know, because they're... Are you saying because they're black, Carlos?
No, because it changed the houses and locations and, like, even, like, who was implicated in the murder. So it's, like, weird. Oh, maybe it's a boyfriend. Okay, that's why these people so.
Did you ever see one of those unsolved mysteries and then you were disappointed because they never solved the mystery?
All the time. My childhood is filled with those unfulfilled. That was more depressing than finding out Santa Claus isn't real. Spoiler alert, Santa Claus isn't real.
At least with unsolved mysteries, they tell you ahead of time. Santa, they sideswipe you with that.
What the hell's up with your water heater? That shit's turned up way too high.
Oh, you can adjust it. There's cold water and hot water.
Oh, Paul. Shut up. That thing, you barely turn it on, the fucking water's like scalding.
Well, I would agree that, and this is like the way that spigot thing is. Like, if you don't turn both handles, there's not like a whole bunch of water that comes out.
Hey, so when did the lights come back on? Or did you guys fix it? Or?
It was the day of.
Oh, wait. Look, there's blood on some pipes in the ceiling. Oh, man. Are you sure
that's not just rust?
It was like brick red. Look. They're going to open a floorboard and there's going to be like a head. Does that look like rust to you? I don't fucking think so. That looks like fucking blood. Unless someone was PMSing in that fucking closet. Oh, I think we got a murder. Bloody jaws. Okay, maybe someone was having PMS. And a bloody son. Oh, man. What was I going to say? Oh, speaking of rusty
pipes. Did you ever use a sock to masturbate?
No.
Dude, okay. I have to bring this story up. So, I had to... Had one of my classmates, he literally, like, one of my classmates was like, did you know so-and-so told me that he uses a sock to masturbate? And I'm like, what? He uses a sock to masturbate? Why isn't he just like, I don't know. But anyways, and then we got, like, I confronted him, was like, dude, you use a sock to masturbate? He's like, yes. Right after it comes out of the dryer, I put that sucker on. Put some poor lotion and oil on the sock,
and I go all out on it.
What fucking friends do you have?
Yeah, that's what I said. And then he literally carries, I looked at, he was opening his backpack. He literally has a sock in there. So he probably jacks off in the bathroom at school.
Oh, yeah, no. In classes. No, yeah, that sock isn't, you know, used for what socks are used for.
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't just carry extra pairs of socks in his backpack, I'm sure. I'm sure that's a jack-off sock.
I'm sure it's not. I'm very positive this guy just has a sweaty foot problem.
No.
I have to carry around socks sometimes because I have a sweaty foot problem.
Not when it looks like.
Why doesn't he just throw the socks away?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they become petrified?
Oh, no, yeah. Not if you wash it with some decent detergent, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, like, if you do it immediately. Mm. But no, you know what? I've never once thought to. Like, I've seen shows and people talk about it like that, but I never once got curious, like, I want to come in, like, where I put my feet. Like, I'm a straight, like, Kleenex.
Yeah, I always have the fear of getting, like, foot fungus on the penis.
Now I have that fear. Didn't you have that fear? Now I have that fear. You go to the dog. Hey, dog, I have a problem. What? Where my penis is supposed to be? It's just a mushroom.
Yeah, that's how penises look, son.
No, you gotta look at it. It looks like a portobello. And then it just like flops open like an umbrella, like, boom. And then it looks like it's like, you got fungus cock. Were you jerking off with an old gym sock? Yeah, that's what happens.
Or did your lady have this foot and was doing it and using her feet to
foot? How do you get rid of it? And then the dog unzips his pants, and then out comes like a huge bundle of fucking mushrooms. He's like, "You don't, kid. You just live with it forever."
I want to know the story how the woman got athlete's foot in vagina.
Oh no! She was giving him a foot job.
Yeah, she was using her feet to jack him off.
Oh, okay.
But to answer your question, a gym accident, a gymnast accident.
Or the guy could have tried to stick his foot in her vagina.
And you know what? We joke that someone's fetish. Yeah. Right now someone is big toeing some clit right now.
Yeah.
That conversation. Hey, baby. Yeah. This is doing great. You're doing a great job. Yeah, thank you. Can you just do this one thing? Like, I'm just really into it. Oh, you want me to put, like, a finger in your ass? Like, no. Later. Can you shove your 9.5 feet? 9.5 foot, a foot in my pussy?
Dude, that's the porn parody name of Toe Jam and Earl.
Toe Jam and Earl?
You haven't heard of that?
No.
It was, like, a famous video game. That Childish Gambino mentioned.
Can that just be Toe Space Jam or like Space Toe Jam?
It's Toe Jam. Toe Jam and Earl is the name of it.
Did I tell you about the time we talked about when sometimes the vagina closes too tight and the guy literally gets stuck?
We may have. We talk about vaginas a lot. Like I think we were talking about. What's that exercise that they use to tighten pussy muscles after like pregnancy?
Oh, Kegel?
Kegel?
Kegel exercises.
This image just popped up in my head and I feel like I have to share it. Okay, like a penis exiting a vagina and then the vagina is about to close but the penis goes back in and comes back out with Indiana Jones hat.
As you were explaining, I was like, I hope he's talking about Indiana Jones. The vagina is like closing like stone walls. That's a sign that you shouldn't put your penis in there. When it's like so crusted over, like, it just like breathing, just like cracks skin. Ugh. The warts and like pus I am visualizing right now.
Use Dove lotion.
Oh, yeah, there's also a very sensitive and real murder being reenacted. Murder case being reenacted while we also talk about this.
Nah, I'm pretty sure fungal growth is more important.
Well, especially on your cock, like...
Medical records. We're not too far off.
Yeah,
we're in the ballpark of the topic.
Yeah, there's a through line. I'm with you.
We were talking about testicular cancer today, too. I had to feel testicles in my hands. It's pretty interesting.
Like, while they were still attached to someone, or...
No.
Instead of field testicles, I heard field test. Like, dude, yeah, to field test, like, testicles.
I felt awkward, because they made me touch his boob that's literally the size, like, that big. Like, that's
a tiny boob. Yeah. That's barely enough room for the nipple.
I'm just like...
Are you sure that boob wasn't just a nipple?
I'm like, I felt uncomfortable, because I felt like... I was like, is this a lady's boob?
Also, was this attached to a person?
No, of course
not. Okay. That, I need to ask these things.
No, of course not. I don't do those things. That's sexual harassment.
Well, I mean, you're a nurse. Like,
oh, that reminds me.
Comes with the territory.
Remember that story I told you about the Boy Scouts? They were like, let's do an Eagle Project. What should we do? I know what we could do. I have a basement.
No.
Let's put up posters around town telling women between the ages of 20 and 25 to come see us in our basement so we can do breast exams for them. And we will help solve breast cancer problems. Yay! And they literally put up the flyers. And they actually got it passed. The scoutmaster approved it.
Oh, the real news story.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard this.
And then they're like, and then they eventually, like, they got no patience, obviously, because they're like, who's going to let a 15-year-old boy examine some 25-year-old woman's breasts?
You know what? I bet the scoutmaster was like one of the... Like, first of all, if you're an adult male and you're a boy scout...
There was an Onion story yourself. Not too far off from that.
I think that was, like, one of those, like, reality mirrors parody or parody mirrors reality kind of thing. Where sometimes if you just make the enough right amount of jokes, reality's just gonna catch up to you. You know, because like, Donald Trump, him running for president, that's a joke 5 years ago. Reality now. Oh, Paul's telling me it's 11:45. I'll stay till the end of the show, Paul.
Okay.
I got work in the morning, so, and I told him, I'm leaving definitely at 11:45. Obviously, I'm a fucking liar. Oh, whatever. Ooh. You guys looking at your smartphones reminds me. I gotta check up on the Spurs game. Spurs played the Suns tonight.
Oh, they killed them, dude, by 25 points.
Oh, I gotta see Kawhi Leonard score. Oh, come on. Kawhi Leonard just got released tonight. Kawhi Leonard, starter for the All-Star, beat out Draymond Green. Right? So now the starting five is gonna be Westbrook, Durant, Stephen Curry, Kawhi Leonard! And goddamn Kobe Bryant, who is the least deserving fucking All-Star, like, bid.
I'm sorry. They won by 28 points.
Whenever I hear Kawhi Leonard, I remember what he wanted to be for Halloween.
What did Kawhi Leonard want to be for Halloween?
They asked him, and he was like, Kawhi Leonard, superhero.
Kawhi Leonard, 21 points.
There's this photo of him online, dressed as Popeye. Because the Spurs have this big Halloween thing, I think Manu Ginobili was Buzz Lightyear. And, and Kawhi Leonard is like Popeye. And it's kind of like this, like, the cutest thing, but also kind of like sad at the same time. Like, if you saw a 3-year-old dressed as Popeye with the same, like, kind of, like, postures, and you're like, oh, look how adorable.
Dude,
Halloween's for all ages, though. It's the one holiday that's for all ages.
That center put 17 points up for you guys tonight.
Oh, Boban?
Yes.
Boban's weird. I kind of like Marjanovic, but I don't know, like, do we make him a starter? Because the way the Spurs have been playing now with this kind of, like, borderline small ball lineup is actually kind of better than what we had with Tiago Splitter with that traditional center stuff. With that said, though, like, I think Popovich just knows how to play with, like, old school centers. He just treats them like, okay, you're David Robinson. Okay, you're Tiago Splitter. Yeah, he was injured. He had, like, a nagging hip injury. And Duncan was sat out because, well, guy's old.
Ginobili didn't score any points either.
Yeah, he's old too. Like, you want me to talk about how old he's?
Bring him the crutches.
That's how it ended with them. Oh, never mind. They're doing flashbacks. Okay.
Oh, with them getting the body out by the pool. You know, I bet the show was really cool. But I don't care.
That was pretty old. I kind of don't even feel like putting the episode of what we watched as the title.
Put Mumbo Jumbo.
Well, we did comment a couple of times on the show. Maybe, I don't know. Like,
five times at most.
And anything we commentated on would have been just as entertaining without the footage.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Although, like, like, you probably should just watch the episode because it's worth it to see Martin Luther King's picture over a microwave. I thought that was very, you know, tasteful. I mean, if he wanted, that's what he would have wanted.
That's what Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King's just like, put me above the microwave so I can always smell chicken nuggets.
Did you hear,
and give me bitches.
Martin Luther King's endorsing Donald Trump?
No, I'm pretending I didn't hear that. You know who is also endorsing Trump? Harry Belafonte, who's the guy who says, jump in the line, do just fine. Okay, I don't need you. Jump in the line and vote for Donald Trump. Okay, I'm Harry Belafonte.
I'm not sleepy, but I guess I'll leave.
I know, Carlos is such a party pooper.
I am not going to take a 4-hour nap and then wait and then go shower and then put on all black to go work at a bar, which is my second job. Right? No, I prefer to have just the full 8 hours, do my first job, then spend the next 5 hours crying in a corner, and then do my second job. Talk about each other's lives. Jerk off each other's nipples. I don't care.
Jerk off each other's nipples?
Yeah. Milk it up in here.
I don't have lacrimal ducts.
I don't know what you just said.
I don't have milk.
But I'm assuming you insulted my mother.
I don't have milk-producing ducks.
You don't think my mom cared enough to give me milk-producing ducks? Alright? You don't know me. You don't fucking know me.
I know that you're male and you can't fucking have lacrimal ducks. That's what I know.
You can't tell me what I can't have
them in your. Can we have them in our eyes?
What?
They're called lacrimal ducks in your eyes.
Oh, God.
Wait, so we can cry milk?
No.
No, it's not what
lacrimal means.
Well, but I heard lacrimal, that's like, not, there's no
lacrimal. Lacto is the prefix for.
But isn't there like a lactrose? No, lucrose. Okay, that's for sugar. The sugars that are found in milk. I think. Sure. No, lactose is the sugar found in milk. I'm getting everything mixed up.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, you medical geniuses. You with your nursing and you with your,
nursing also.
No, touching dogs. That's the most recent medical experience you've had. Speaking of which, why don't you?
I still get letters from the nursing.
Yeah, why don't you just renew your license and jump into the LVN game?
Well, I do have the license already. I don't need to renew it till. Well, I got to renew it this year, but not till my birthday.
All right, then jump into the nursing game.
I guess.
Oh, you know what? I totally effed up.
What?
It is just, I meant lactating ducks. I said lacrimal ducks.
And so lacrimal. Carl,
Jesus is literally right.
Wow. Or just... It's the first time for everything, everybody. Jesus is right, Paul is wrong. And I'm here to reap the benefits.
I did get better grades with him in LVN, but it's been so long he knows more than I do now.
Jesus, Jesus was right when he says, one of you will betray me, though.
That's a okay, church joke. Okay, I'm not having any friends called Judas Paul.
I mean, yeah. You got a Paul and a Carlos.
Remember that girl Jezebel? That
was are any people was? Named Judas? Have you Jezebel. Met a Judas? Have you named anyone that met is anyone? Close to that?
No, just Judas Priest.
Oh, the only person I can think of is Jude Law. I never met Jude Law, but like, that's the closest person I can think of that's like close to Judas. Oh, there's Judah Friedlander. He's the guy with the funky hats on 30 Rock. Okay, yeah, you're not gonna get that. Alright, but I gotta go, guys.
I'm sorry, but I gotta go. I know. You want your favorite nuns to stay in the nursery. I get it. But you know what? Sometimes that nun's gotta take off that nun fucking hat thingy.
I have it.
Kasut type. Sometimes the nuns have to take off their hijabs and put on a hard hat and go to an actual hijab. Job. My job's in the morning. And you know what? This nun needs his beauty sleep. So, like we say, we're freaks in the beds, but nuns in the nursery. We love you all. Stay nice and tucked in your cradles. And we'll tuck you in for either next week or later. Who knows? Alright, I'm Carlos.
I'm Jesus.
And I'm Paul.
And that was an awkward silence.
Paul's usually the second one. I'm usually...
Well, fucking why do you gotta step up to bat?
Well, yeah, I'm letting the beaners go first today.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Has anybody used beaner? What is this, 2001? Thank you guys for listening. This has been Nuns in the Nursery. Good night!